Kyle Brandt's Basement is brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook.
Welcome to the basement, my friends. Josh Allen is back. He is coming on in mere minutes. We're going to get right to him, and I'm going to ask him everything. How's the offseason? How's life? How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers becoming a New York Jet? How do you feel about your team drafting a tight end in the first round? Have you met the guy yet? Is he athletic? Have you played catch with him? Could you have been a professional baseball player, Josh? We're going to talk about everything. What did you mean when you said you've never been more focused on football than you are right now? Are we going to get a better Josh Allen on the field this fall? I'm going to ask him everything, and I'm going to ask him right now. Let's get him in here. Yes, this man drinks tequila on the golf course. He thinks that Super Bowl halftime should be performed by Journey, and he is the QB1 of the Buffalo Bills as well as this program. It's our guy, JA17. Welcome back, brother.
Good to be back, Kyle. It's been a while. It's been too long.
Let's never go this long again. I missed you. I love you. We have a ton to catch up on. Let's just set the table. How's life? How are you?
Life's great. Back in Buffalo, working out. Today was a doozy. We do this thing called Iron Bills Challenge, right? And there's team captains. We pick our team, and there's 7 or 8 players, and then you sign about 3 or 4 coaches to your team as well. And today was the Amazing Race, which is the absolute worst challenge you can ever do. It's 3 bikes, like the fan bikes. One bike, you got to burn 500 calories. The second bike, you got to burn 400. And the last one's a road bike. It's a little bit different, a little bit harder. That one's 200. So you have to break them up. It's kind of strategic, and it depends on what guys you drafted. And like that's why we draft, right? To try to win these challenges. And today just absolutely kicked our ass. It sounded like an infirmary in our locker room. Guys coughing up lungs. And I'll tell you, we didn't win this round. Our team's been doing good. We're still in first, but we'll see. We got dodgeball next week, so we're looking forward to that.
This is so good. All right, that air bike you're talking about is usually called an Airdyne, and it saps the energy out of nowhere. Like 100 calories is no joke. Just 100 on that. I have follow up questions. You didn't get the dub. Fine. Who was on your squad, and shout out some people that took you guys out that maybe deserved like a game ball for getting the win today.
Yeah, let's go. Boogie Basham's on our team. Kingsley Jonathan, Greg Rousseau. So I try to get hybrid guys. That's who I was trying to pick. Me and Taron Johnson are captains. We picked Trent Sherfield. Zane's on our team. And then coaches wise, it's Kyle Shermer, Ken Dorsey, Kelly Skipper. Who am I missing? I feel like I'm missing. And Damar Hamlin is on our team as well. So, we worked really hard. And again, we're not built for kind of the bigger competitions. Last week was tug of war. And this week, like the last two games are for the big teams. But I decided to draft a different, little bit of a different route, because the hybrids are typically the guys that are scoring the most points throughout the season the offseason in this tournament. So, I'm proud of how we did. I think Trent Sherfield, put his big boy pants on today and helped us out quite a bit. He worked really hard.
Shout out to Trent Sherfield. And listen, I got to think, dude, I got to think that the dodgeball competition might lend itself to your personal skill set. Like, are you coming for blood that day? Let's go.
There's a caveat to that, though. I'm not allowed to throw with my right hand.
That's BS. What is that about?
Trust me. We say this all the time. That's the number one rule that we have as quarterbacks. We can't throw with our right hand. It doesn't make sense to me. But it kind of does, because I'd be out there and I'd be just throwing fastballs as hard as I can, trying to pop people in the face, you know?
Let me tell you something. I'm taking J.A. left-handed over anybody else in the locker room. You're going to go like a left-handed submarine style. I know you're still pegging guys.
Oh yeah. I'm still throwing that thing. And again, it's more of like a sidearm whippy action, but it gets there. God. I wouldn't say as quick, but we can move the ball now.
I want to see this. It's like, you guys don't put it online. Nobody's got their camera. Like I would actually pay for a ticket to go to the Bills dodgeball.
You know what? This might be a way to sell some merch or something. We might have to start like kind of like a what Live Golf's doing, you know?
We'll have to bring in some wildly controversial money to fund it, but what the hell? They're going to have the great talent. On the topic of talent, Josh, we do have a little breaking news that I need you to address. I don't know if you saw this. NASA has reported several UFOs in Earth's orbit that originated from the Micah Hyde charity softball game, and their engineers believe they came off of your bat, sir. Can you confirm you were blasting these balls into orbit? Boom!
You know what? It's been a minute since I've swung a bat. That bat was pretty hot. Mm-hmm. The balls were pretty hot. But I'm not going to lie. Some of these balls came off the bat, and I wasn't expecting them to go that far. But there's a couple that – I think I hit three over that big net down there, which is – that's quite a poke. So it's gotten some attention. MLB posted me, and I don't know why, but – hey, if there's any team out there that needs a DH that can play a couple games, I'm your guy, I guess.
Yeah, I know why. It's because you look like Aaron Judge, dude. Let's review this. You and I have talked about this. Let's go back to high school. You're playing high school baseball. You're pitching. Let's say you are a scout attending one of your baseball games in high school. What is the scouting report on young Josh Allen back in Fireball on the baseball diamond?
See, that's the crazy thing is, though, in high school, I wasn't really much of a power hitter. That was my brother. My brother could absolutely crank the ball. Because senior year of high school, I was probably 6'2", 170 pounds, 75 pounds, soaking wet. I could throw the ball pretty hard off the mound. I was right around 90, 92, topped at 92. But I'm happy with the decision that I made. I do think that if I, you know, just the internal drive in me, whatever sport I picked, I would have found a way, but I'm glad with the sport I picked, 100%.
You know, I was watching the clip. We were on Good Morning Football the other day, and Logan Ryan, the defensive back, you played him many times. We're watching it. And we're all saying the same thing. Yeah, he made the right choice choosing football. And Logan's like, I don't know. Did he? Like, have you seen these baseball contracts? Have you seen, like, the quality of life that they had? Do you honestly think, let's say just football wasn't your thing, whatever, you had a change of heart, you throw all your energy and all your talents into baseball, you think you're in the bigs right now? Because I do.
I mean, again, personally, I've got a lot of confidence in myself. I think I would have found a way. I think, and this might be stupid to say, if I picked basketball, I would have found a way. But the thing with baseball is, right, I think the starting pitcher position in baseball may be the best job in all sports. I mean, you pitch one day, you kind of recover the next, but, like, in between – pitching days, because you're not going to be called in to relieve the guy. So those guys are absolute sticks at golf. So they get to golf whenever they're traveling around and get to golf these cool places. And that would be pretty fun. But again, most of those guys, unless your name's Shohei Ohtani, they don't swing the bat. So I think hitting is my favorite part of the game. And again, that's a life way back in the day, but I did enjoy baseball. There is some times too, like going, like just thinking about in high school, like some of the best times were playing in the practice in the outfield, spitting seeds, shagging balls for BP, and just talking crap with your friends. Like,
I know
some of the best memories I'll ever have. You know,
got a big old dip in just hitting BP. There's really nothing better than back in the day. God, there's so much to cover because we just talk about baseball for the next 20 minutes if we want to, but. There's some other photographs we need you to see. Dude, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you how you showed up at the Derby. Because you have told us, I'm a sweatpants guy. My idea of style is wearing a couple pair of Jordans. Just walk us through it. This is a statement. I love it. What are you saying with this statement? What is this, Josh?
Yeah, so Tom, this guy Tom's been reaching out to me for a while now, trying to style me up. And he does a few notable guys in the league. And he does a fantastic job. And I just, like, I never really needed that. I don't really dress up for game days. And then I got asked by Eric Wood to attend the Derby. And he's kind of asked me the last couple of years. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go this year. And so I called him in. And you wear pink to the Friday race, which is the Derby Oaks. Okay. And that's the filly race. So that's the girl race, right? The horses are girls and they race. And that's why you wear pink. And he just kind of brought out this stuff. And I was like, you know what, dude? Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Just kind of tell me what you want to see me in and you go for it. And he gave me a couple options. And I'm glad he did because I wouldn't have picked them. But he did an amazing job. I've never had a suit fit me like that, and I did get a lot of compliments. So I'm not a compliment guy. That's not really why my forte. I don't really care what people say, but you know, it does feel good though when you're walking down and then, you know, people are just stopping you like, "Hey, I like your jacket." And it's like, "Oh, thanks."
Damn right it does.
So it's not that big, but again,
your touchdowns. It's damn, like that collar is so crisp, Alan. I can't even stand it. And then the next day, you show up in this like three-piece little bam with a thumbs up. Take us through this one. We're talking fashion with Josh Allen.
Yeah, this is seafoam green, which I have no idea what that technically means. It looks blue in light, but then you get into the darker areas and it looks a little green. So it's like a cool change in color type deal, which, again, he kind of told me about this. And I was like, dude, just do it. I don't know. I don't care what I'm wearing. As long as it fits to my body, just throw it on. So he did a good job. I guess all the reviews were pretty good.
Is this now the new Josh Allen? Like when you're walking into the games next fall, are you going to be showing up like Burrow and all swagged out and your drip is going to be off the charts? Come on.
Don't you dare put that on me. Don't you do it. There might be one or two games where, you know, you might throw something on nice, but I'm just going to put my sweats on, and especially the away games. There might be one away game, and I'll let people figure it out. There's one away game that – this is only one away game that we know of, right, where I'll probably put something on in honor of maybe the guy right above my head.
Maybe so. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It brings me to my next point. That's Thomas Shelby. It was announced today. You're going to London. I remember we were talking last year. I was in London and you were in Buffalo and we're like, we've never gone. I'm like, dude, they're totally sending you next year. Sure enough, Bills, Jags. Are you telling me you've already conceived your Peaky Blinders outfit for the game? And how do you feel about going?
I've not conceived it, but okay. I did talk with our quarterbacks, Kyle and Matt, today, and just said that's probably what we're gonna do in honor of Peaky Blinders, which I think is the greatest show of all time.
Yep.
I'm a little biased, but love it. But yeah, I'm excited to go. I've never been to England. Period. I've been one time to across the pond to Monaco for the F1 race a couple years ago, and it was like. Uh-huh. Stay there a couple days and fly out. So I've never explored over there, but I think I'm going for the Open Championship in Royal Liverpool, which is going to be pretty fun, kind of like last week of July.
You got so many cool plans. I'm happy for you. Like you're at the Derby, you're talking this event, you're thinking about London already. A lot of your plans are going to be crystallized for the fall because tomorrow night, we're talking on Wednesday, tomorrow night's schedule comes out. So, dude, you've been through this a few times. Buffalo Bills schedule comes out, you scan your finger across it or look on your phone. What is the first thing that you look for when a schedule drops?
Game one. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. How come?
That's the most important one. First one's the most important one. The next one's the most important one. That's all I can worry about. That's all I can focus on. And I know that sounds cliche and it's not the answer that you wanted, but whoever it is, I don't know.
I don't care about when you play the Jets, blah, blah, blah. Don't you, like, come on, don't you look for when is our bye, when is the bleeping Thursday nighter? Like, I know how you guys think. Don't you look at that stuff?
I mean, for sure, that creeps into your mind, but the only one that you care about is the next one. Obviously, buys for players is such a huge deal, so you hope that you don't have a early buy, and you hope that you don't have a super late buy, so you kind of want one around that 9-10 week mark where you're kind of, like, splitting the season in half, and your body can, you know, adjust and get back to full health as you go into the later part of the season. So I think that's probably number two. And then again, just we don't really look at the primetime games, but the Thursday games, I guess you could say, are like, all right, where do I have to be mentally prepared to play on 3 days rest, you know?
Well, it's great to see that even though you dress all fancy now, the old Josh Allen still looking at week one, game one, and all that matters, that guy is still here. He's still owning it. I will tell you this. You're the king of Thanksgiving. You're the only quarterback who's won all three time slots on Thanksgiving. We were hoping you might get Black Friday. You did not. It's actually Dolphins, Jets. Are you looking for Thanksgiving or would you rather just be home stuffing your face?
I would like I don't know if that's possible to have a home Thanksgiving game. I think our fans have watched enough Thanksgiving games from their houses where at least now it's in their backyard and they can come to the game and we can enjoy Thanksgiving together as a as one big Bills Mafia family.
You know what I think? I think if you win in all three time slots, you get the home Thanksgiving game. Gentlemen, ladies, give Josh the home Thanksgiving game. He's the king of Thanksgiving. You know what else you got? Big Baller Bean, he got you like a really cool new toy. Dalton Kincaid, a first-round tight end. They're bringing sand to the beach. You get a load of this guy? Tell us about him. Get us fired up about the rookie tight end.
He moves very well. I think when you add him and Dawson on the field together, they complement each other so well. He's very shifty. He's instinctive. From what I've never met the guy. I know he's going to be here this weekend for a rookie minicamp. Never met him. Okay. Texted him right after he got drafted. But I'm super excited to get to work with him. I mean, everything that he's shown on tape. And again, he hadn't played football for that long. You know, he went to a D2 school. I think he went to University of San Diego, if I'm correct.
He did.
He transferred to Utah.
Yeah.
And again, so that in itself, if you've got a guy that good and he's still got so much more to learn, that's exciting to work with and exciting. Look, he's a guy that you can mold, and you look at his tape, it's super fun to watch. His catch radius is awesome, his shiftiness is awesome. So not sure exactly how we're gonna utilize him yet. And I'm excited to get to work with them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh, it always comes back to movies for us. Remind me, the guy's name is Dalton. Have you seen Roadhouse? Have you or not?
I've not seen Roadhouse. I've seen enough on Family Guy to understand what Roadhouse is, though.
So Peter Griffin does the spin kicks and then goes, Roadhouse.
Yep.
Dude, it is the preeminent feature of the name Dalton. You and he should watch it together, like as a bonding activity. It's so bad, but it's so unbelievably awesome. Watch Roadhouse like sometime this summer. You promise?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's so good. All right, I'm going to show you something. I told you we have things to play with today. I'm going to show you something, and I just want your reaction to it. You're going to see an image or some video. I'm going to totally spring this on you. Go ahead, bring it up. Just go ahead, Josh. What's your reaction to this? What do you think?
It's a good ball. That's I don't know how I feel about number 8 on him yet.
All right. So before we craft through the nuances of the pass, Aaron Rodgers is on the Jets in your division, wearing the green, in a different number. It's 2023, dogs and cats living together. We're in the upside down. Does this make your head spin? Are you getting a kick out of it? What do you think looking at that?
I mean, it's football. I will say this. I love Aaron. I saw him at the Derby and got to talk with him for a little bit. Like he's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. I think he's the most gifted thrower of all time. His body mechanics, like I try to emulate what he does. And I've been such a big fan of him for so long, and to kind of have the relationship that we have, like it's still surreal to me that he's taken a liking into me like that. And kind of, I wouldn't say take it under his wing, but to text me and, you know, he's awesome. I really do enjoy spending time with him. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And it's always going to be a challenge in these division games. And when you add a superstar quarterback like him, it's just going to make it that much tougher.
I understand that, Josh, and that's very well said. However, there is a business of, like, that guy who's great, who I also love, like, he is going to try to beat your ass twice a year, maybe three times a year. Is there any part of you that, despite your respect for him and like it, really your admiration of him, that you see this and you're like, I got to get some extra reps. I got to get some extra throws. Like I got to be the best Josh Allen that I bet has ever played if I'm going to beat Rodgers, because this is a bad, bad man in our division. And my job just changed.
Now he's definitely a bad man, but at the end of the day, it's still football. The goal doesn't change. It doesn't matter who's back there throwing passes for the opposing team. You know, we're trying to go out there and score more points than them.
You're so full of BS, dude.
I'm serious. I don't know what
he's
else you're going to say.
For your crown. No, I just listen. I know. I feel the same way about Rodgers.
We're trying to beat them. They're trying to beat us. You know.
Yeah. I mean, listen. What did you say? We talked last year. You're sick of the T-shirts and the hats, right? We've got enough division T-shirts. We've got enough. That was an incredible quote. Do you feel that way now? You've had more time to think about it, or have you kind of mellowed out because you're far away from the season?
No, it doesn't matter if you sneak in to the playoffs as a wild card. It doesn't matter if you win your division, if you're the first seed. Like, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, and it doesn't matter what you do before that. I mean, I guess it does in terms of how you get there, but the only goal, you know, and I think Coach McDermott does such a good job of preaching this to us, is playoff caliber. What can we do to make the playoffs, right? Winning at home, winning our division, and then, you know, 10 to 11 games is kind of that threshold that's been there the last few years of getting into the playoffs. So how do we get to 10 to 11 wins? And obviously we want to win more. We want to win every time we step out onto that field. But you give yourself a chance to win the lottery by buying a ticket, and getting into the playoffs is your ticket to win the lottery. So there's a lot of different things and variables that go in, and teams being healthy and this and that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, you want to win your last game, and that's all that matters. And it doesn't matter if you win the division. There's been wild card teams to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's who's playing the best at the last, you know, at the end of the season.
Do you keep those T-shirts and hats? Like, do you have them around the house?
It's funny that you asked that. I was going through my closet to try to do some donation stuff, and I pulled them off the rack. They're on one of my shelves. I'm just like, I'm never going to wear it. Like, I don't know. It's good to keepsake. So I'll probably put it in storage somewhere and hopefully show my kids one day. I'm sure they'll be pumped about that if I ever have kids. Which I hope to have kids. That's
sure.
But yes, it'd be something for them.
Yeah, I hear that. But, you know, they don't get the prime real estate in the shelf. Like, you got some other stuff to put there, and I totally get it. I want to show you something else. As this set off a lot of social media reaction. This comes out this week, and I'm just putting my name on it. I gave the 7 levels currently of AFC quarterbacks because they're so good and there's so many. I think it's the most talented field ever. When you look at this list, we'll bring up the list. Just, you know, football better than anybody. You know all these guys personally, or you will. What jumps out to you about this list?
Yeah, everybody's way too low. I think everybody belongs in tier one, Kyle.
All 16 in tier one. Even the rookies.
No, even the rookies, put them in tier one. You know, I'm not the one to sit here and say who belongs where. I do think Tua and Trevor probably they played extremely well last year. I don't know if I think they're a little too low. I got a lot of respect for both those guys. I got a lot of respect for everybody on this list, to be honest. And I think obviously Aaron belongs a little higher. Until me or Joey or anybody else can win a Super Bowl, I think Pat's kind of the clear number one right now, and he's been playing at such a high level for so long, and he's got the rings to kind of prove it. So, again, it's not my decision or expertise to make these lists. I think you did an okay job.
An okay job.
Just well, okay.
You're not the only one who thinks that. Do you know which one of those quarterbacks was not pleased and tweeted shade about this list? It might surprise you. Take a guess who tweeted legitimate shade.
I think I saw it. Trevor?
Who? Yeah, Trevor Lawrence doesn't tweet stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, games are played on the field. And I was like, damn right, Trevor. I like it. And maybe he's right.
Yeah.
You will be playing him in London.
We'll see. In London, that's right. Talk about Peaky Blinder here. If he really wanted to, he can go real, real snazzy with that hair.
He would be like kind of a blonde Arthur and get it out the back of the hat. God, that's true. I don't know if he watches that show, but it's a great call. Before you go, Josh, you spoke to the Buffalo media a couple weeks ago, and you had this fantastic quote that made a whole bunch of headlines that is like something you could put on like a weight room wall. And you said, I've never been as focused or locked in on football as I am right now. And everybody, I got all fired up and like, it's super motivational. Why'd you say that?
Yeah. I mean, I think, Obviously, I don't like losing. I don't like losing at all. And the last couple of years, we've been close and we've had our opportunities and we haven't taken advantage of them. And this year, just kind of understanding what's at stake. Every year, again, you want to win the Super Bowl. That's our main goal. But there's more that I could be doing. There's more film that I could be watching. There's more weights that I could be lifting. There's more throws I could be throwing. So just trying to basically put all my chips in and go all in and just kind of see how that will go for me, because I've relied so heavily on talent. Yeah. Not to say that I haven't been watching film and doing this and that, and but when I go on the field, I'm such a reactionary player, and I think that's kind of what makes me who I am. And it's been good, but I think again there's still things that I need to improve on and get better on, and there's a lot of things, man, like when I go back and watch film, it's like, why are my eyes starting to the left when I know it's a short concept to the right? I should be starting here. I see the coverage. Why are my eyes here? So it's taking those deep dives and asking yourself those questions, which some people maybe don't ever ask themselves that. So I'm trying to be the best quarterback that I can be. And, you know, the time's now. You know, I'm not going to – I feel like as human anatomy goes, right, I'm in the physical prime of my life. So why not give myself every opportunity to take advantage of what I've got right now and the teammates that I have, and just trying to put that all in the field and put it together.
It's a great answer. You know, you're an adult in the league now. Like you are a veteran. You are well into your career, and you're right. You're right in your prime. Indulge me with some more, because I find this fascinating. Have you been able to focus on one thing in particular more than maybe you have in the past? Like if you identified, you mentioned the film study, are there other things where like, I think I could give more of myself to this, and I think it could help me play better?
Yeah, I think treatment, you know, making sure that I'm in the training room and making sure my body, even in this stage right now where we're just kind of working out, but making sure that if I have any ailments, if my ankles bother me, if my foot is bothering me, if anything is bothering me, I'm in the training room getting it worked on. I'm started to cold tub, which isn't fun, but I'm doing it. Sauna, steam room, making sure that I'm just doing everything that I think can help me perform on the field. And again, the best ability is availability. So whatever I can do to make sure my body's in the best shape possible to go on the field is what I'm going to do.
Damn right. Final thing, you talk about availability. This was really cool. You and I created something here last year during the Josh Allen Film Festival. Our guy, Kevin Pahlawi, who's Bill's Mafia, is sitting down with the Broken Lizard guys from Super Trooper and all the wonderful things you said you that you love and you've exposed me to. And look at the exchange that happens. We're going to roll the video. Check this out.
Kev is a, you know, a member of the Bills Mafia.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a Buffalo guy and a giant Bills fan. And he was the one who actually sent that link to me where Josh Allen said great things about Super Troopers. And so, yeah, it is very nice. Have you followed up with him on it or no? I mean,
no, I think shout out to Kyle Brandt, who also does this. He does the Josh Allen Film Festival with him. He said, I think he said he wanted to like get you guys on there for like a podcast with Josh or do something.
No question about it. Would love to meet him. And
Super Troopers 3, Josh Allen.
That sounds like they offered you a part. Are you in?
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
I would love that. I've never done a cameo or anything like that.
And yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
So do you think you would be a trooper or something? Like what would you want to do?
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to give a lot of time and effort into it. I don't act. That's not my thing. But to make a quick appearance and say something, you know, preferably to Farva, let him go on a rant or something. That'd be pretty funny.
Boys, he wants to say something to Farva. I don't think he's interested in reenacting the speed gun scene from Super Troopers 1, but you can come up with something. He has your back. You have his back. That's all we got, dude. I cannot tell you how good it is to hang with you, to see Maverick and Tommy Shelby and the Joker and McConaughey behind you. You look great. Whoop some ass in dodgeball, left-handed or right-handed. And at some point, we'll have a brown drink together until we do the next basement run.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you.
You're the best, Josh.
Have a good one.
Say it every time. That's our guy. Could have been a professional basketball player. Fiery take from Josh Allen. We'll never know. He's a hell of a professional football player and a hell of a dude. I meant when I say I do want to have a whiskey with him. We will do it eventually. In the meantime, he comes in the basement. He gives all kinds of great answers. Really, really generous with his time for you guys, for me, for everybody. That's him. JA17 at the one and only. That's it, guys. That's the week. That's the basement. That's everything. We will be back next week. I love you. I miss you. Like, subscribe, tweet, share, post, review, do all those things you do. And let us know what you think of the show anytime you want. At AB Basement. It's set right there on the screen. I'm out of here. I'll have lots of stories to tell next week, including something very personal that I'm going to be doing tomorrow that I'm not even going to get into right now, but that's a tease. That's it, guys. Love you. Goodbye from the basement.